I've fallen and I can't get up. Hemp prices in 2020. This is Tom Thompson for John Lothian News. Our friends at Pan Exchange published their August 2020 hemp benchmarks and analysis last week. The harvest of field-grown industrial hemp has not only begun, but some early harvested hemp is already beginning to change hands. Pan Exchange reports that they have seen new crop CBD hemp trading at a premium to last year's. The premium for the new crop hemp reflects, at least in part, the risk that hemp's cannabinoid profile can deteriorate over time. Dominated by transactions for last year's crop, Pan Exchange's August price data show CBD stuck in the basement where it has been all year. There's still a large overhang of 2019 supply to work through. What's the outlook for the new crop? This year's industrial hemp was planted under the cloud of the economy-shaking coronavirus epidemic. In April, unemployment reached as high as 14.7%. It has not slid below 10% yet, let alone back below 4% where it began this year. Statistics for the first quarter of 2020 had shown a contraction in GDP of a bit more than 1% from the previous quarter, the fourth quarter of last year. But when producers were making their planting decisions during the second quarter, the economy was contracting even faster as GDP tumbled by 9% from the first quarter. By the way, you might remember even worse headlines for those first and second quarters, where GDP levels declined 5% and 35% respectively. Those numbers reflect the annualized rates of decline. Hemp for CBD, as well as for other industrial uses like fiber and grain, is too new a commodity for anyone to be able to predict the elasticity of its demand. That is, no one can tell how much the decline in personal incomes this year will affect the demand for CBD. The same goes for fiber and grain. The deepening uncertainty around demand would have been a critical factor in producers' planting decisions this year. With too much of the old crop still in inventory and CBD hemp prices stuck on low and facing huge unknowns about consumer attitudes about this new product, farmers planted less industrial hemp this spring. In fact, they seem to have planted many fewer acres. This is Econ 101, low prices signaling to farmers not to plant so much. For most parts of the country, this has been a great year for raising field crops, including hemp. But according to preliminary estimates from USDA's Farm Service Agency, the FSA, only 47,273 acres of industrial hemp were planted this year. This is less than a quarter of the total crop planted last year. Acreage devoted to CBD hemp fell the most compared to the final numbers from last year. This year, CBD constitutes a smaller share, only 64% of the total number of hemp acres. 27% of the acreage is for grain, and 9% is in fiber hemp. With the largest share of acreage, the CBD market drives the industrial hemp economy. But the prospects for CBD demand stabilizing anytime soon are remote. In a nutshell, it's hard to forecast what kind of demand will emerge for CBD in the legal cannabis channel. As a brand new consumer good, CBD's current popularity might turn out simply to be a fad. The prices for retail products containing CBD have fallen over the past 6 months, encouraging people to try CBD for the first time. Will their experiences be so good that they will persist as consumers? How about when prices rise? Furthermore, the increasingly intensive research into CBD's potential benefits will dampen demand if few of the wonder cannabinoids' claims are substantiated. And then there are the supply side effects from marijuana-based CBD that can be extracted without any THC from high THC strains of marijuana. As the market for legalized cannabis grows, its customers can often buy high CBD level products in dispensaries and recreational marijuana shops. People who first bought CBD at Walgreens now are increasingly buying it at legal marijuana shops. Marijuana CBD pressures industrial hemp CBD prices in states where both are available. Talk about the increasingly important hemp grain for a minute. Hemp grain is the seed of the hemp plant. It analogizes to soybeans in that the seeds can be consumed whole or they can be crushed into meal and oil, each finding its way into different products. It's also like soybeans in that it is suitable for both human and animal consumption. Intended for either market, hemp seed processing, transportation, and storage are critical and still at a very experimental stage. Hemp seeds have high oil content and are very susceptible to spoilage. The seeds themselves are thin-hulled and easy to damage. Hemp oil is pressed from seeds and usually has, at most, a trace amount of CBD or other cannabinoids. By the way, so-called CBD oil is just another neutral-tasting vegetable oil, like corn, olive, or canola oil, to which CBD extract has been added. Seeds themselves are high in nutrients, particularly protein and omega-3 fatty acids. They are often found in manufactured health foods like granola bars and mixed grain breakfast cereals. Ground hemp seeds are available at Whole Foods, for example, and the meal can be added as an ingredient by consumers into any variety of baked or cooked goods or stirred into yogurt. Hemp grain is slowly gaining use also as an animal feed. The main barrier to its acceptance is that as a new crop, relatively little research into the uses of whole hemp grain, meal, and oil has been published. It is currently being tested for inclusion in poultry and hog feeds. Thank you for listening. This is Tom Thompson for John Lothian News.